Maybumps. Maybumps.
Cam FM.
We have Queen's M4, Magdalen M3, Sydney M2, King's M3, Jesus M5, Clare M4, Darwin M3, Emma M4, Corpus M3, Emma M5, Homerton M3, Churchill M3, Hughes Hall M3, St. Cat's M4, Pembroke M3. Remember, Darwin M4 aren't racing in this one, so St. Cat's M5 are in position 16. Then you've got Clare Hall M2 and the Sandwich boat. And we are away now. We have seen the boats there just... The cannon has just gone to set the boats off, and they're all looking pretty good at the moment. Lots of splashing, of course, as the blade enter the water. Up first, coming, approaching me now, is Queen M4. They look a little bit out of time, actually. There is the person in the number 8 seat is dropping the blade into the water, not in time at all with the rest of the boat, and Magdalen M3 are chasing them down. There's two whistles there, which means they're about half a boat length off them now as they come past me. I would predict that that's going to happen around first post corner. Oh, no, they're closing down now. That's going to be a bump any second now. There's now constant whistling. It's going to happen even before first post corner. Magdalen M3 chasing down Queen's M4. And there's the concession. Magdalen M3 have bumped up on Queen's M4. Now, behind them, we have Sydney Sussex M2, who've just come past me, who are followed by the Cadbury Blade of King's M3. Other chocolates are available, but there is a long way between them now. There's about three boat lengths in between them. After King's M3, you have Jesus M5, another two, three boat lengths in between them. These boats seem to be spreading out quite a lot, and it looks like we've got a bump right up by the motorway bridge now. Let's try and find out what that bump is for you. We have two boats pulling into the side. We've got Darwin M3 who have pulled over, and they pulled over with... can't see the blades from here. But yeah, Darwin M3 have pulled out. Oh, we've got carnage down here now. There's boats everywhere. There's a boat stranded in the middle of the river. There's boats there. There's going to be no more boats coming past here, I don't think. There's boats all over the place. I've got three boats that are pulled over to the side of the river. Then I've got a boat that's stranded in the middle of the river. I've got more boats. They're all backing up now. Yeah, so what I can say is from... Yes, Tim.
Yeah, so we've got a steward and they're playing out. I don't know if you can quite hear that in the background, that siren. Yeah, so I don't know if you could hear that siren that was just on in the background, but it looks like they've stopped this race. No one's quite sure why this at this moment in time, but I can go and try and find out for you. But for the moment, this race has been stopped.
Maybumps.
Cam FM.
I can explain what has gone on in all its entirety. So, at the top of the division just then, Magdalen M3 bumped up on Queen's M4. That's what happened earlier on. And then the problem came when Darwin M3 bumped up on Clare M4. Now, Darwin got very, very tangled in Clare M4, meaning every boat after them had to just completely stop. The race had to be paused. Now, what's going to happen now is both Queens and Magdalen, the bump stays, as does the bump between Darwin and Clare. What's going to happen? Those four boats are not in the race anymore, and then we're going to have a re-row with all the rest of them. However, there is kind of one other complexity, if you will, where Magdalen M3, because they bumped up on Queens M4, they're rowing again in this race because they're now the sandwich boat for the next division. So they've just been asked to row again. They're actually going to go rowing with foliage in their hair, I can see right now. I don't think there's ever been a race pace row with foliage in the hair, but Magdalen have decided to do that. So hopefully we will be able to get some an action and a complete race this time. Now, speaking to the umpires, Darwin possibly are going to be in a little bit of trouble tomorrow. They may well get a fine. That might be one to keep watch out for because of the nature of the bump on Clare M4. Possibly not clearing quick enough. We're not really sure on that one, but that one would be something to put an eye out for tomorrow. It looks like that there was another bump a lot further down the division where Churchill M3 actually bumped up on Homerton M3 in that race before it got stopped.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a rundown because obviously there was a bit of a mess after the last race. So at the top of the division, you have Magdalen M3 who are rowing again as the sandwich boat. Then Sydney M2, Kings M3, Jesus M5, Emma M4, Corpus M3, Emmanuel M5, Hughes Hall M3, St. Cat's M4, Pembroke M3, St. Cat's M5, Clare Hall M2, and the sandwich boat are Pembroke M4. We are underway. There are still two swans in the middle of the river. They're going to want to get out of the way pretty sharpish because the boats are away. They're coming out towards them very, very quickly now. So up first, I can see, obviously, after the Magdalen M3 boat, which is just right past again, we then have Sydney who are coming up now. And they are getting very close to the swans again. The swans are getting out of the way now. It's fine. We're not going to have any casualties today. But the Sydney M2 boat is coming up to me now. And behind them, you have King's M3, which is about 2 or 3 boat lengths away now already, even before first post corner. I think Sydney M2 look good for a row over here. Then after them, you've got King's M3, who are being chased by Jesus M5. It looks like they are still on station there. So they're trying to get away. But Sydney at the front are just opening up that gap. They're stretching their muscles now, flexing the muscles. Then after them, as I say, King's M3, then Jesus M5, who are actually falling off King's M3 a little bit. I'm going to say, unless King's possibly do something special up on Sydney, they're going to be 3 rowovers at the top of this division. Now, after that, I can see Emma, M4, obviously the 2 boats behind, after Claire and Darwin bumped up in the previous one, and they're being closed very quickly by Corpus. I can hear 2 whistles now, so that means they're down to half a boat length between Corpus and Emma there. It's now down to about a quarter of a boat length there. There's 3 whistles now from the bank party. Emma are trying to get away. They look determined there, but then the Corpus, I'd say, do look a lot more determined. That's now down to within a yard or so there. Then after them, we have Emma M5, but Corpus are catching Emma M4. I don't know, Tim, can you see that as that comes around first post corner?
So I can't quite see that yet, but what I can see at the very front is Sydney Sussex M2 miles ahead of King's, really like 7-8 boat lengths. They've taken a great line around Grassy Corner. Now coming past me, just about to go into Grassy Corner, also making a really tight line with M3, who are 2 lengths ahead of Jesus M5. Jesus M5 looking dangerous here, looking strong. As King's M3 slow down for the corner, the gap tightens between the two of them. It's maybe a length and a half as they head around the corner. Now, way back in the distance, I see on first face corner something that Jack has a better view of. Jack.
I've got something that's actually happened just under the motorway bridge here. It appears that the sandwich boat, if I am correct, Pembroke M4, have bumped up on Clare Hall M2. They look to be pulling to the side now. Just coming past me is a St. Cat's boat. But I'm going to call a bump on that one. It's the sandwich boat, Pembroke M4, have bumped up on Clare Hall M2. Tim, what's happening around Grassy? Because all the boats have come past me now.
Yeah, so round first post corner, I can now confirm that Corpus M3 bumped Emma M4. So Corpus Christi M3 bumping Emma M4 after first post corner. Behind them, Emma M5 looking strong with a lot of water between them and Hughes Hall. Apart from that, I think the next bit of action is going to be happening up by the Plough Pub. So we're going to throw over to Beth, who's up there. Beth, what's happened up on Plough Ridge?
I have Jesus and King throwing past me with clear water between the back two of them. I just had Emma M5 come past me with Hugh Hall behind them, but again, more than two boat lengths between them. Not much action has happened in front of the plow. Is there anything happening where you are, Joe?
Thank you, Beth. I am up on the long reach. I've just seen Sydney Sussex looking exceptionally relaxed. Sydney Sussex M2 are surely going to row over. Much more interesting behind Sydney, though, we have Jesus M5 gaining ground on King's M3. It's going to be a long race, and I don't think we're going to see a bump soon, but we may see a bump towards the end of the race. Going to pass back down to you, Beth. What's it looking like where you are?
I have just seen cats coming past me from Catherine M4 with no one really ahead of them and no one really behind them. They've got clear water. All they need to do is keep rowing to get a solid row over. But there's nothing really happening in front of me. Is anything happening in front of anyone?
Okay, so they have just pulled out of my sight. Jesus, we're gaining ever closer to Kings M3. That's Jesus M5 getting ever closer to Kings M3. It looked to be half a length in it, and I reckoned there may be a bump as they turn around that corner. Other than that, it's a very relaxed division because of the two bumps that we've already had. We have a lot of crews with a lot of space. So going past me right now, we have St. Catharines. They have nobody ahead of them for the entirety of Long Reach and nobody behind them either. It's actually quite a relaxed race for them.
Maybumps. Maybumps.
Cam FM.
So this is the M5 division. Starting at the top, Magdalen 3 bumped up on Queen's 4. Sydney Sussex 2 rode over. Kings M3 were bumped by Jesus M5. Clare 4 were bumped by Darwin 4. Emmanuel 4 were bumped by Corpus Crispy... Christie 3. Emmanuel 5 rode over. Homerton 3 were bumped by Churchill 3. Hughes Hall 3 rode over. St. Catharines 4 and Pembroke M3 bumped, putting Pembroke above St. Catharines. St. Catharines 5 rode over, and there was a bump between the Sandwich Boat, Pembroke 4 and Clare Hall 2.